Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're reading from Deuteronomy chapter 16 through 19 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. I glorify the Lord this morning. Amen. God is good. He allowed us to awaken on today. Amen. He allowed me to get home from work safely. I work the night shift. So I come in after my shift and on to this broadcast, which is why there are times that I'm a little late, so please forgive me, but I come right through the doors, zipping onto my computer, amen, to be with all of you, and I bless the Lord for each and every one of you. I praise God for what he is doing in your life and in mine, because I know that us taking this time out with the Lord to pray and to read the word and to expound upon scriptures, I know that this is a time that is not vain. It is absolutely benefiting us, because the word lets us know that if we sow to our spirit, we will reap life everlasting. I give glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're just about into Thanksgiving, and I praise God. I'm so thankful, so grateful for all of the things that God has done in my life. He has blessed me. He has kept me. He has healed me. He has provided for me. Oh, my goodness, has he provided for me. He has forgiven me. Glory to God. He has saved me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I just give glory and honor to the Lord, because he is worthy. He is, amen, the only true and living God. He is almighty, the all-powerful, the all-seeing, the all-knowing, the omnipresent God. Right there where you are right now, God is there. Right here where I am right now, God is here. Glory, hallelujah. We give glory to the Lord. Jehovah Shammah, it means the Lord is there. Hallelujah, but he is also here. He is both places simultaneously, blessing us both. Amen, as we are in his presence. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give glory and honor to you this morning. Lord, we thank you for your spirit. We thank you, Lord God, that you are God and that you allowed us, Lord God, the opportunity to see and to know. You gave us the knowledge that you are the creator. You are our deliverer. You are our salvation. You are our hope. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our provision, the great shepherd. You are our great physician. You are our mind regulator, the lifter of our heads. You, oh God, and we glorify you this morning. We give you thanks. And we give you praise. We ask, Lord God, that you move in us right now as we read the word of God in Deuteronomy, asking, Lord God, that you bless our minds, our souls, and our spirits, and give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your word. Teach us, Lord God, let us make an impression. You make an impression, oh God, upon us this morning from these readings, Lord God, and all of this prayer. Make an impression this morning. Instruct us. Lord God, show us what we are to learn from these passages of Scripture, Lord God, that your standard be our standard, that your way be our obedience. Oh, Lord God, that your will be our will. Lord God, putting aside everything else in this time, Lord, that you might have your way in the midst of all of us. Speak to us, Lord God. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us throughout our day, Lord God, as we go forward. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. We praise God this morning for his spirit. We praise God, amen, to be in his presence once again. Amen. We give him glory and honor. Thank you, Lord. All right. We are reading this morning from Deuteronomy chapters 16 through 19 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Observe the month of Abib. And keep the Passover to the Lord your God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. Therefore, you shall sacrifice the Passover to the Lord your God from the flock and the herd in the place where the Lord chooses to put his name. You shall eat no leavened bread with it.
7 days you shall eat unleavened bread with it. That is the bread of affliction. For you came out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day in which you came out of the land of Egypt all the days of your life. And no leaven shall be seen among you in all your territory for 7 days, nor shall any of the meat which you sacrifice the first day of twilight remain overnight until morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates which the Lord your God gives you, but at the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at twilight, at the going down of the sun, at the same time you came out of Egypt. And you shall roast and eat it in the place which the Lord your God chooses. And in the morning you shall turn and go to your tent. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there shall be a say to the Lord your God. You shall do no work on it. You shall count 7 weeks for yourself. Begin to count the 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the grain. Then you shall keep the feast of weeks to the Lord your God, with tribute of a freewill offering from your hand, which you shall give as the Lord your God blesses you. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, the Levite who is within your gates, the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who are among you, at the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. And you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and you shall be careful to observe these statutes. You shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days, when you have gathered from your threshing floor and from your wine presses. And you shall rejoice in your feast, you and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, and the Levite and the stranger, and the fatherless and the widow who are within your gates. 7 days you shall keep a sacred feast to the Lord your God in the place which the Lord chooses, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the works of your hands, so that you surely rejoice. 3 times a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, unleavened bread, at the Feast of Weeks and at the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every male shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. You shall appoint judges and officers in all your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. You shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. You shall follow what is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not plant for yourselves any tree as a wooden image near the altar which you build for yourself to the Lord your God. You shall not set up a sacred pillar which the Lord your God hates. You shall not sacrifice to the Lord your God a bull or sheep which has any blemish or defect, for that is an abomination to the Lord your God. If there is found among you within any of your gates which the Lord your God gives you, a man or woman who has been wicked in the sight of the Lord your God in transgressing his covenant, who has gone and served other gods and worshiped them, either the sun or the moon or any of the hosts of heaven, which I have not commanded, and it is told you and you hear of it, then you shall inquire diligently. And if it is indeed true and certain that such an abomination has been committed in Israel, then you shall bring to your gates that man or woman who has committed that wicked thing, and shall stone to death that man or woman with stones. Whoever is deserving of death shall be put to death on the testimony of 2 or 3 witnesses. He shall not be put to death on the testimony of 1 witness. The hands of the witnesses shall be the first against him to be put to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So you shall put away the evil from among you. If a matter arises which is too hard for you to judge, between degrees of guilt for bloodshed, between one judgment or another, or between one punishment or another, matters of controversy within your gates, then you shall arise and go up to the place with which the Lord your God chooses, and you shall come to the priests, the Levites, and to the judges there in those days, and inquire of them. They shall pronounce upon you the sentence of judgment. You shall do according to the sentence which they pronounce upon you in that place which the Lord chooses, and you shall be careful to do according to all that they order you, according to the sentence of the law in which they instruct you, according to the judgment which they tell you, you shall do. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left from the sentence which they pronounce upon you. Now the man who acts presumptuously and will not heed the priest who stands to minister there before the Lord your God or the judge, that man shall die. So you shall put away the evil from Israel, and all the people shall hear and fear and no longer act. When you come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you and possess it and dwell in it and say, I will set a king over me like all the nations that are around me, you shall surely set a king over you whom the Lord your God chooses. One from among your brethren, you shall set a king over you. You may not set a foreigner over you who is not your brother, but he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses. For the Lord has said to you, you shall not return that way again. Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away. Nor shall he greatly multiply silver and gold for himself. And it shall be, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book, from the one before the priests, the Levites, and it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes, that his heart may not be lifted above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, and that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. The priests, the Levites, all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his portion. Therefore, they shall have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, and he said to, as he said to them. And this shall be the priest's due from the people, from those who offer sacrifice, whether it is bull or sheep. They shall give to the priest the shoulder, the cheeks, and the stomach, the first fruits of your grain and your new wine and your oil, the first piece, the first of the fleece of your sheep you shall give him. For the Lord your God has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand and minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. So if a Levite comes from any of your gates, from where he dwells among all Israel, and comes with all the desire of his mind to place to the place which the Lord chooses, then he may serve in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren, the Levites, do, who stand there before the Lord. They shall have equal portions to eat, besides what comes from the sale of his inheritance. When you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritualist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from among you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess listen to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear, according to all you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor let me see this great fire any more, lest I die. And the Lord said to me, What they have spoken is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not speak my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. When the Lord your God has cut off the nations whose land the Lord your God has given you, and you dispossess them and dwell in their cities and in their houses, you shall separate three cities for yourself in the midst of your land which the Lord your God has given you to possess. You shall prepare roads for yourself and divide into three parts the territory of your land which the Lord your God has given you to inherit, that any manslayer may flee there. And this is the case of the manslayer who flees there, that he may live. Whoever kills his neighbor unintentionally, that having not having hated him in time past, or when a man goes to the woods with his neighbor to cut timber and his hand swings a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree and the head slips from the handle and strikes his neighbor so that he dies, he shall flee to one of these cities and live, lest the avenger of blood, while his anger is hot, pursue the manslayer and overtake him, because the way is long, and kill him. Though he was not deserving of death, he had not hated the victim in time past. Therefore, I command you, saying, you shall separate three cities for yourself. Now, if the Lord your God enlarges your territory, as he swore to your fathers, and gives you the land which he promised to give to your fathers, and if you keep all the commandments and do them, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and to walk always in his ways, then you shall add three more cities for yourselves besides these three, lest innocent blood be shed in the midst of your land, which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and thus guilt of bloodshed be upon you. But if anyone hates his neighbor, lies in wait for him, rises against him, and strikes him mortally, so that he dies, and he flees to one of these cities, then the elders of his city shall send and bring him from there and deliver him over to the hands of the avenger of blood, that he may die. Your eyes shall not pity him, but you shall put away the guilt of the innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with you. You shall not remove your neighbor's landmark, which the men of old have set in your inheritance, which you will inherit in the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess. One witness shall not rise against a man concerning any iniquity or any sin that he commits. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter shall be established. If a false witness rises against any man to testify against him of wrongdoing, then both men in the controversy shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges who serve in those days. And the judges shall make careful inquiry. And indeed, if the witness is a false witness who has testified falsely against his brother, then you shall do to him as he thought to have done to his brother. So you shall put away the evil from among you, and those who remain shall hear and fear. And hereafter they shall not again commit such evil among you. Your eyes shall not pity. Life shall be for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. I have read and you have heard from Deuteronomy chapters 16 through 19 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue to join me through this journey, through this series, amen, a year in the word, amen.